dark and cold. I walk in the city alone in the crowd.
Islamic laws.
Every street, every store is filled with colors and smiles as before. I know clouds are hidden behind these faces. Is there anyone who has a sunny heart? I put on my headphones and play the song, which repeats the enchanting whisper. I say, why is my heart set on fire when I hear your name?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of God, welcome to another edition of the program Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio. And we would like to actually express our condolences sorrow and sadness for this holy month, the month of Muharram, actually, and the martyrdom of the master of the martyrs, Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam, peace be upon him. Well, we're going to talk about some of the laws related to Muharram according to Ayatollah Khamenei. But before that, let's take a listen to a short biography.
A little bit of background about Ayatollah Khamenei. He was born in 1939. When he began his Hawza studies, it took him 5.5 years to finish the Muqaddamat in the Sutuh. The standard time for studying the Muqaddamat in the Sutuh for an Iranian student that is not raised with the Arabic language is about 10 years. At the age of 18, he starts attending Bahthul Kharij. Bahthul Kharij, he starts it in Mashhad under Sayyid Hadi Milani. For 7 years straight, he was in Qom studying under Ayatollah Burujerdi, Imam Khomeini, the son of Ayatollah Ha'ari, who set up the Hawza in Qom, Sheikh Murtada Ha'ari, which was one of the top figures in Qom. Then he went back to Mashhad. For 4 years, he studied Kharij under Ayatollah Milani again. Speaking to some of those who knew Ayatollah Khamenei in Iran, when the issue of the ijtihad of Ayatollah Khamenei came up, they said, "We testify that he was a mujtahid not now, but in 1337, that's in the Iranian calendar, 1337, that's the first year that he started his Bahthul Kharij. He was teaching also. He had classes, he was teaching makasas, some of the advanced classes in the Hawza, he was teaching that. 5 years before the actual movement started by Imam Khomeini, he was a mujtahid according to that testimony. And when the movement of Imam Khomeini began, he was part of it, he was politically active, but he also was involved with his studies, as we said. Up till 1347, he was actively participating in Bahthul Kharij of Ayatollah Milani in Mashhad. And after he became the supreme leader, a little while after that, because he was requested a lot to start Bahthul Kharij, he started Bahthul Kharij and he's teaching. One can very clearly testify that this man is no doubt one of the most just and adil scholars that would not, for any reason, for his children, for his family, for his personal benefit, for any party's benefit, for anything other than Allah, change his view and make a decision to go against what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said because of something like that.
Back to the program Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio with me, Muhammad Jawad, hosting this program, and Sheikh Javid, our guest speaker. Assalamu alaikum, Sheikh, and welcome to the program.
Alaikum salam wa rahmatullah. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Sheikh Javed, you know, we know for sure that lots of Muslims, particularly speaking the Shias, the followers of Imam Ali and Imam Hussein alayhi salam, alayhum salam, you know, they go to the ceremonies, these mourning religious services, and they pay their respect and tribute to Imam Hussein and the, you know, the Shia teachings, in fact. And but they go there, in fact, in black. They wear full black. Would you tell our audience about the Islamic laws, you know, concerning wearing black?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. There are some Muslims who believe that wearing black is reprehensible under all circumstances, especially during prayer when you are offering namaz or prayer, then you shouldn't wear full black. It can be said that wearing full black in any months other than Muharram or other than the occasions in which there is a mourning ceremony is reprehensible. It is makruh. But in the month of Muharram, of course, wearing black is a kind of sympathizing with the family of the Prophet, with the Ahlul Bayt of the Holy Prophet, yes, peace be upon him and his family. And therefore, according to the religious authorities, including His Eminence Grand Ayatollah Khamenei, there is no objection to someone wearing full black. Even during namaz, it's not makruh, and it's even desirable to wear full black as a sign of showing sympathy, showing sadness and grief, and showing sorrow for the family of the Prophet, peace be upon him.
Sheikh Javed, you know, this is my impression from your words. You said full black is reprehensible, especially when it comes to the salah or prayers, right?
Yes.
But what about partial black, like if you are in black but not fully?
Yeah, it's not makruh because it's not considered wearing full black. You know, you're wearing black trousers and you're wearing a white shirt or maybe a blue shirt. It's not considered wearing black. In common view also, if you consult common view or if you consult custom or what they call urf, it's not considered to be wearing black, you know, because they're your shirt is in one color and the trousers are another color. So it's not makruh.
I see. And another question I would like to ask you, Sheikh Javed, is about the donations. You know, we know that especially in such occasions or, you know, in the month of Ramadan or in the month of Muharram, it is quite ordinary or customary for people to donate a lot of things to do charity, more than the other months, right?
Yes, you're right.
So is it permissible to receive these donations, these charities, on the days of, in fact, Muharram, and sometimes even, devise them or separate them into different sections and portions and allocate some of them to the Quranic reciters, for example, and sometimes or some part of it to, for example, the elegy orators and the preachers and the like, and to spend the rest for holding gatherings, in fact, respecting and commemorating the martyrdom of Imam Hussein alayhi salam?
That's a good question. Obviously, we know that some mu'mineen donate, they contribute towards holding the event of Ashura, and in whatever manner or way possible. Some give money, some, you know, work, some, you know, spend time erecting tents and, of course, serving people with food and drink. And these are different ways of taking part in the event of Ashura. So it's highly recommended to donate and to make charitable donations on these days. So when it comes to the donations, of course, sometimes we know that the donations are for a special purpose. For example, someone donates money to let's say use the money or the donations to buy rice or and meat and give the rice and meat, the food, to the poor. And they do not consent to spending them in the money to on the elegies they do not consent that the money be given to, for example, an eulogist or a preacher or someone like that. So in that case, if we know for sure that the people who donated their money do not consent, we cannot use that money for any other purpose, especially except that purpose on for which the money was donated.
Mm-hmm.
But if we do not know, then of course, according to His Eminence Grand Ayatollah Khamenei, there is no harm in spending it on those areas which you mentioned in your question.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, it should be, according to His Eminence, it should be spent with the consent and permission of the donors themselves.
Right.
The donors.
I see. Thank you very much, Sheikh. Let's take a short break and we'll be back. Don't go away.
I work in the night with millions of stars. Your eyes pull me to you. Who are you? Millions of angels, I see you in all these faces. Who are you? One step I fade away, the next step I'm born again. You're flowing in my veins. Who are you? Wherever I get tired, you call me from far and near. Whenever I get thirsty, you start to melt and say to me.
Back to the program Islamic Laws on RIB English Radio with me, Muhammad Jawad, hosting this program, and Sheikh Javed is still our guest speaker in the studio. We are talking about the laws, the jurisprudential rules about mourning in the month of Muharram. Well, Sheikh Javed, people, as I said, donate money during, the commemorative gatherings, right?
Yes.
In order to hold these religious services in the best way possible. But the question is, in what avenues or areas should this money be spent? I mean, the kind of money which is left over from the donations for such commemorative gatherings, especially on the 10th of Muharram, for example, I mean Ashura, right?
Yes.
For the occasion of the martyrdom of Imam Hussein, peace be upon him.
In the event that the permission of the donors is obtained, and if the donors are known, then you can go straight to them and ask and talk to them to get their permission to use the donated amount for a special purpose. So if the permission of the donor is obtained, the remainder, the remaining amount could be spent in charitable causes, or it can be saved for future commemorative gatherings, as you mentioned. There could be religious functions throughout the year that might be held,
mm-hmm.
and this the donated amount can be spent on any religious functions. Of course, we have birthday celebrations and morning morning gatherings held throughout the year, and then of course the money can be spent to hold these majalis, which can be very much important and can be very much useful for mm-hmm. the audience,
mm-hmm.
because people come and join these gatherings and they acquaint themselves with the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt. And so there is no objection, once the permission is obtained, to use the donated fund on those areas which you mentioned in your question.
I see. Okay, and these are very good opportunities, in fact, for everyone, the followers of Ahlul Bayt, to get wise of, some of the teachings of Ahlul Bayt.
Sure.
Thank you very much, Sheikh Javed. for your nice elaboration of some of these laws related to the month of Muharram and to the commemorative gatherings of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, or peace be upon him. Thank you very much, you know, my dear listeners and audience, for listening to the program Islamic Laws on IRIB English Radio. We say, you know, pray for us. And assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
Every breath that you did take, every step that you would make, purpose and guidance it gave, mankind's heart it reawaked. Many people did leave the first teachings received. Hussein planned to retrieve loss of faith he perceived. Many people did leave the first teachings received. Hussein planned to retrieve loss of faith he perceived. Guide, you would be in place of Rasul to restore the sacred bridge. Light, you would radiate in the dark and continue the message. When you passed through arid sand, met foreigners of new